What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Aggressively Annoying Positive Podcast. I hope you guys are doing absolutely amazing and having a great week. So, before I be a total hypocrite and talk about what I don't like about social media, you should follow the podcast Instagram, at Positive Podcast on Instagram. It's a good time. We're almost at 50 followers, guys, which is pretty cool because I thought the only people who listened to this were my mom and, like, five of my friends. So I'm pretty excited with how things are going so far. So let me just start by saying that my goal for this for this podcast is to not sound like a middle school presentation or like a weird little health class project or something like that. Like, that's not what I want. This is about my experience with social media and my friends as well. So my only forms of social media are Snapchat, Instagram, and technically Facebook, but I never use it because it's too scary and I don't really know what any of the random buttons do. It's very annoying, and I don't feel like learning a new one. So, for the most part, I'm going to be honest. I love social media. I'm a cinema major. I take tons of photos, and I'm a photographer for hockey games as well. I use that to promote my photos, and I also participate in a lot of events on campus, and I just love sharing the photos and experiences from them. So, I use social media as more of, like, a scrapbook of my life, so that way I'm able to look back on it, like, later and be like, oh wow, look at my fun times in high school or whatever, like things like that. Like, looking back on my adventures with my friends and my family makes me so happy. So that's what I love about my Instagram personally, because it's very rare that I post a picture and I'm like, this was a cool outfit I had kind of thing. It's more of like, this is something dumb I did on a Tuesday kind of, that's what my social media is. It's like, this is that random thing I did last Friday. That's what social media is to me. But there are a lot of bad parts to social media, and I'm sure we all know this, so I'll keep it brief. But let me just be kind of blunt and honest and say that a lot of social media is in your head. I'm a big believer in that if you let something bother you, it will. Social media can be a toxic place, but sometimes you gotta give into it a little bit. Now, obviously, if you're, like, being cyberbullied or something like that, like, that's completely different. That's not cool. I don't stand for that. But if you're on social media and you're getting upset that other people are doing things that you aren't or have things that you don't, there's really not much that can be done, sadly, and it's a harsh reality, but sometimes that's just how it is, and I'm aware of how harsh that sounds. But I feel like sometimes, like, teachers and presenters, like, dance around that topic and that part of social media, and, like, so that way no one's feelings get hurt. But sometimes you just gotta face the facts that not everybody can have a party on a yacht. Like, trust me, I wanna be in that, like, on that yacht, but I can't. Now, there's also the part of social media that is, like, you know, what a lot of people struggle with the most, and that's the fact that social media does promote a lot of, like, unrealistic beauty standards, which is a struggle, and it's hard to look at constantly online. So I do understand that that's really hard to not let it affect you, but you just gotta remember that it's fake and that you're beautiful. So keep that in mind next time you see some random model that clearly has been photoshopped. But, you know, social media is a very negative place at times, and sadly more often than not. So my struggle with social media is that it's mainly on Snapchat, because my Instagram, like I said, is, like, my Instagram's fine. I got no beef with Instagram, with my personal experience with it. But my problem was Snapchat. So my thing was that I would go to post things, and then I'd be like, you know what? No one really cares. And I think a lot of that was in my head, because the people that I was posting to are, like, my friends, so they do care. I hope. If they don't, I've got bigger issues, clearly. But I still felt like they didn't care, and I was like, this, like, what I said didn't really matter. That was my problem. I was just kind of like, I felt so alone, and I was just like, ugh, this stinks. I don't want to do anything. So I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm deleting the app. It was kind of bad, I'm not gonna lie, for the first few days, but after, like, on the third day, I was like, wait, this is great. Obviously, I was, like, more productive and things like that, but, you know, everyone says that. You're obviously going to be more productive when you're not scrolling through your phone and, like, keeping up with things like that. But I also found that I did a lot more things for myself. There wasn't that, like, looming thought of like, oh, I should post this, or oh my god, this would be so cool to show other people. It was like anything that I wanted to do, I did. And most people didn't know about it unless I told them about it later, because I was like, this was really funny. But I didn't have to be like, oh, I'm going to go do this, or I'm going to wear this so that way I can show people. It's more of like, I did it because I wanted to. There was no need to post about it because I just did it for me. But one thing that I did learn that I found was interesting was that after I deleted the app, I really liked my new mentality when I came back to it. So hear me out. I deleted the app, and in my absence, I was reflecting on what I liked and what I didn't like about it, and I was like, okay, I like sharing funny stories and pictures of my cat, like everyone on social media, but I don't like posting things that I think no one cares about. And I was like, okay, well, I gotta change my mentality a little bit. Social media is a projection of oneself, so I should post things for me. If I like them, or if I think it's cool, like, if I feel like sharing it, I should. You know, obviously if it's, like, not offensive or things like that, I'm not gonna, like, go post in hate speech, because I don't stand for that. But you know what I mean? Like, here's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm not posting every single thought that pops into my funny little brain. That's a tad excessive, you know? But even if I was like, eh, you know, maybe the people that are seeing this don't really care about skiing, I shared it because I care about skiing. I know about like 5 other people in my life that ski, most of which I'm related to. So they don't really care if I post about skiing, and a majority of them like don't. But I still posted about it because I was like, this is cool and I liked it. So yeah, posting for yourself is, I think, that one thing that a lot of people like say they do, but they really don't. Like, they're sitting there and they're thinking, they're like, oh my gosh, just did so-and-so see this? And as soon as you say that, you're no longer posting for yourself. You're posting to show someone else. And I think that once I went back to the app and I had the mindset of like, yeah, no, like, I'm sharing this because I thought it was cool, or I did this because, like, for me, then the app became a lot less toxic, because I was like, no, I don't care if so-and-so sees this, if they even like it. Like, I like it, and that's why I shared it. So that's something that I feel like more people need to get behind. But social media, like, can be a horrible place. People can be toxic and say bad things about people on there. And people also become, like, very addicted to it, and they shut other people out, like, real-world people. Some people have, like, friends online, and, like, yeah, that counts, but also, like, I feel like if you can't be, like, yo, do you want to go get chicken fingers and french fries with me on Friday? Like, if you can't say that to them and, like, actually do something, then it doesn't really count, because you're just kind of, like, it's not a real-world connection. It's not a real thing. It's also, like, dangerous at times, because there's catfishers and things like that, but you know, real people are cool too. Real people are fun, so you should be friends with them in real life. But it's also, obviously, it's addictive. Like, everyone knows that. I found myself, when I deleted the app, going to, like, tap the space in my phone where the app used to be, and I was like, whoa. Okay, dude. That's a little weird, you know? And then I was like, wow. I didn't realize, like, how used to I, like, how much of social media was, like, in my daily routine. It was, like, I wake up and I, like, check my phone kind of thing, which is normal, kind of. Like, I feel like everyone does that. I know very few people who just wake up and I, like, go get them, you know? Like, because I'm a college kid, so I'm also checking to see if my classes got canceled and things like that, but also, like, to see if my friends are talking to me. But then I was, like, I just keep tapping this blank space in my phone. I know I deleted the app. Like, I know nothing's there. I know that I don't have any notifications from Snapchat because I deleted it yesterday. And yet I still went to tap the space. So it really is very addicting, even if you don't realize it. Like, even if you don't want to delete the app yet, maybe if you haven't convinced yourself that you should delete it, move the app to a different space in your phone and just see how used to you are of that, like, thumb pattern to to get to that area. And you will notice how many times you, like, tap on nothing. Because it happens quite often. And, you know, there are other side effects, of course, too. There's, to social media, there's anxiety, there's depression, there's lack of sleep and lack of real-world connections, like I said. And yet people still feel like they can't delete it. Social media has us all in this death grip where no matter what we do, we feel like we need it. Like, if we don't have it, we miss out on online connections and online events. And if we have social media, we are constantly being compared to and seeing other things that we are missing out on. No matter what, you're missing out. Because if you don't have it, then it's like, oh, well, you know, I'm not seeing this from that event kind of thing. I'm not seeing the photos from the school dance. But if you have social media, then you're like, oh, you know, let's say Ashlyn. I see Ashlyn, and Ashlyn's having a great time at that dance, but I didn't. Boom. You're also comparing yourself, and you're like, oh, I missed out on that fun time. So no matter what, you're missing out kind of thing. So that's why I just think everyone should just take a break from social media. Like, even if it's just for a day, see how it goes. You may be super bored for a little bit, but that'll also give you the opportunity to have, like, new hobbies and time for more fun activities that you wanted to do. When I deleted social media, I did a puzzle. I gave up immediately because it was too difficult and it was also missing pieces, but I still did it and it was really funny. You end up having all this like extra time to do things because you're not constantly checking your phone. So that would be my suggestion for this week. It's just like, take a break. It'll do some good. You don't have to delete it for, you know, weeks or a month or a year. You can just delete it for a day and just see what happens. So with that, let's move on to today's random fact and national holiday. Today's national holiday is actually an international holiday. Let's go. Today is International Polar Bear Day. Who knew, right? To keep with the animal theme, today's fun fact is that a crocodile cannot stick out its tongue, which I thought was strange, so I shared it. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you all have a great day and a great rest of your week. And just, like, take a break. It'll be great. You can still listen to music and have fun. There are more fun things in life than social media, I promise. During my break, I listened to a ton of podcasts, and that was fun. And I also watched some movies. So, yeah. Take a break and enjoy the rest of your week and have an amazing day. Bye!